What a Savior we have in Jesus Christ. What a victory we celebrate today. John 1:1 says, He was in the beginning with God and He was God. Yet He willingly emptied Himself of His glory and took on the nature of a servant to save us. That Sunday before Passover, crowds welcomed Him to Jerusalem crying, Hosanna! Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days.
I will praise you all my days.
You're perfect in all your ways.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will obey your word. I want to see your kingdom come. Not my will, but yours be done. Glory, glory to the Lamb. You take me into the land. We will conquer in your name. And proclaim that Jesus reigns. Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You take me into the land. We will conquer in your name.
We will conquer in your name.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are. How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Holy, holy, holy is our God.
For 3 years, Christ's followers had watched Him reach out to the poor and weak, heal the sick and dying, and even bring the dead back to life. They heard Him speak to the storm and then watched the sea become still. They could recall the wonder of a small lunch becoming enough food to feed thousands on a hillside. Yet even greater miracles were taking place in the lives of those who were close to Him.
Thank you.
Peter and Andrew and James and John had simply left their fishing business behind when Jesus said, "Follow me." Matthew, the tax collector, abandoned his books and ledgers to follow a teacher who didn't have a place to lay his head. And Simon the Zealot, who had dedicated himself to overthrowing the government, followed a gentle shepherd who would love and forgive all who came to him. Jesus not only changed their hearts, but with each miracle, each prayer, each parable, and each touch, little by little, he changed every dream and ambition they had cherished. In every encounter, Jesus took broken lives and made them whole. A woman who had exhausted every resource to find a cure for her disease touched his robe and was healed. Another, who had searched for love in a half dozen failed relationships, found his forgiveness. And one who was facing death was given new life when Jesus rescued her. Whoever people were, whatever their failures or dark secrets, when they surrendered to Jesus, they were beautifully transformed by his grace.
All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. He made
a life of love had led Jesus not to admiration and applause, but to suffering and death. This was why he had come, to accept the punishment we deserved. It was not an accidental twist of circumstances, not the result of a malicious plot against him. No, Jesus laid down on the cross a willing sacrifice for us.
What Jesus holds in store.
Romans 6:26 says that the wages we earn for our sin is death. It is a debt each of us must pay one way or another. That verse goes on to say that God decided to give us a gift. Instead of death, we can accept the gift of eternal life. This gift is available to us because Jesus paid the debt for us when he took our sin to the cross. What a Savior Jesus was that day. 2 Corinthians says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Scripture tells us that everything went dark as Jesus hung on the cross. The sun disappeared as he completed the sacrifice and then yielded his life. The women who had followed him watched from a distance. Two influential but secret followers buried his body. Pilate had a heavy stone rolled across the tomb's entrance, and posted a guard. But all that happened before Sunday came. The stone rolled away, and the women arrived to hear the glorious news. Been bought, our freedom purchased with God's grace. Yet there's more to this abundant life we've received. 1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." The Savior who made our future secure wants to make the life we live now something that brings him honor and glory.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. Then came this Jesus, my blessed Savior, to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, wow. waters. I'll soon be crossing, but his hand will lead me safe o'er. Then I'll join the chorus in that bright city. I'll sing up there forevermore. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary.
The story of Easter, the message of every Sunday morning, and the testimony of every redeemed soul is this: God's only Son, Jesus, came to this world and lived a sinless life among men. Then he laid that life down, a perfect atoning sacrifice for our sin. After that, he rose from the grave victorious. How can we help but give him all our worship, or do less than offer our praise? Hallelujah! What a Savior he is!
That's why we offer him our all.
Invitation Number 3.